Hi, everyone. I'm Jenna Millie with Screenwriting U, and I'm here today with Douglas Sospe, who wrote Boulevard. Hi, Douglas.
Lee, thank you for asking me.
Yeah, thanks so much. I really enjoyed the movie. It was so moving. It was really, really stays with you for a while. Where did you, how did you get this idea? Was this an idea that came from you? Or were you hired to write this?
No, it was just an idea that I had for several years. I just was attracted to the idea of men of my age who, who had difficulty coming out, and a lot of my friends in that era got into marriages that were things that they think, marriages they thought were expected of them, and then the passion was still there, and the secret life was still there, and finally just, came bursting out, and I thought, well, that would be interesting to put that person in a situation where the relationship was with somebody like Leo, where he could sort of control the relationship and keep it from becoming too sexual, and see what happens, and that's sort of where it came from.
Did you work to sort of keep a lot of details of the Leo's character's life a mystery in a way, if that's what...
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very good question. I think I always saw Leo as almost a ghost-like figure. It's almost like he doesn't exist in a way. He's really the catalyst that brings Nolan to realize that he has to make a change in his life. And the less we know about Leo, the better, I think, which is why I don't want to make any spoilers here, why things end for Leo the way they do, is that he's almost like a phantom in a way.
And so just going back to your process, so once you had the idea and you thought, I want to write this, did you write it on spec?
I wrote it on spec. I never even expected to get it produced. It was just something that because the films that I've had produced in the past have been, genre thrillers and such, and which I, I'm happy to do, but this was a personal project, and I thought, well, this is too small. Nobody's ever going to make this, and I'm just delighted that somebody did, so I just wrote it, put it away, and that was 10 years ago, actually.
And so how did it come about that it got to Robin Williams?
A colleague of mine, I work at Universal Studios, and a colleague of mine here who ended up being one of the producers of the film knew Robin's agent really well, and he always loved the script, and once the financing was secure, he got it to Robin's agent, and Robin was in a transitional period of time with his agency, and I think he was looking for something small and significant to kind of counterbalance the larger films that he was doing, and he, much to my joy, he really took to the script immediately and just really demanded to do it, even though it was very low budget and there was very little money in it.
It's so sad watching it and him not being around anymore.
this whole experience is so wonderful, but the one huge, dark spot for me is that he's not here to see these wonderful accolades that he's getting. I mean, this is exactly what I think he expected, and it's terrible.
Did he see a cut of the movie?
Yes, he did. He was very fond of it. The director told me that he was sent a screener of it early on. I don't think he saw the final version, but he was very happy with it. In fact, he even posted on Facebook how proud he was of the film.
Oh, wow. That's just...
Yeah, I know. It's just... I still can't quite believe it that happened.
Did you get a chance to work with him on notes, or...?
I did. He didn't have a lot of notes, which was, I took as a compliment. He had a couple, which I executed, and they were fairly small. One thing that he wanted, again, I'm gonna talk relatively obliquely because I don't want to give away the story, but the confrontation that he has with his wife, he wanted expanded, and so I really, really let it all out in that scene. It was very much shorter in the original version.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the movie needs that because this is such a build to the movie. You just need everything to just explode, and that's where it does, He wanted that extended, and then he had one other note that was very minor, but and I did meet him on the set. I was in Nashville where the movie was shot for 3 or 4 days, and we talked quite a bit about the character, and very nice man. Everything you read about him is true. He's just the sweetest man in the world.
Yeah, very emotional to watch after, not having him here and being such a fan of his, as well as the writing is so good, and he's great in the movie. Did this tone, does it come from him, this very somber tone of the film, or is that in the script?
That was intended. The script, in fact, the first version I wrote was even more so, if you can imagine. We didn't even have the uplift ending,
Oh, you didn't? I was wondering about that. Because it is, you know, it, there's definitely a change at the end. And had you...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, no, you go ahead. I just want to know if you...
That was brought in, that was added later. The original ending was his, he was just driving down the boulevard and still looking for Leo, and that was the end. And you had that monologue over it that he starts at as he leaves the bank. But no, the somber tone was always there. The one thing that I did, though, was I needed some humor, and that's why I brought in his best friend, played, you know, Bob Odenkirk's character.
Yes.
And it's sort of refreshing in this movie. My God, it's such a sad movie, you know.
Yeah, it just, well, his character brings a great light moments to it.
Yes.
And
also shows another part of Lee, of Nolan, because clearly Nolan, you know, he's not always been this gloomy guy. I mean, they were friends in college and they probably partied together and went, you know, did things. You see a little bit of it at the dinner table when Nolan's had a couple of drinks. You know, there's a fun guy inside there.
Yeah.
It's been pushed down for so long and he's into this incredibly routinized life, you know.
How do you keep, because I thought the scenes are so touching and this is a very quiet movie. How do you keep from getting into melodrama? Because I didn't feel that at all. But
oh, that's a great compliment. I'm really happy you say that because that was always a fear. I think just keeping it honest and truthful. And I think one of the biggest things to learn as a writer, and I'm still learning, is to write subtext. And I wanted the whole movie to be subtext. And that, for instance, the scene where Nolan and Joy are watching the French film, the Godard film. It's what that scene really is showing you what they were like when they were young, and yet they never really mentioned specifically. Just it's all about going to that movie, and that. So I think that applies to the emotional scenes too. I didn't want them to be, too melodramatic. And if there were a couple times when I think I did get melodramatic, and ditto, the director kind of pushed me back, which is good.
It's so hard not to. I mean, I don't know if you're trying to say, you know, it seems like a really tough skill to have, especially in a drama, is to keep it, you know, tight like that. I think that's a great note how to, you know, keep it honest.
Yeah, I think that's the answer, I think, in writing. If you're doing drama, just keep it as truthful and honest as you can. And as much like life as you can, but life with, you know, some drama to it, but not melodrama, you know.
That's so hard to do. But how long does something like this take you to write? Is it like outlining for 6 weeks and then script pages?
This one went very quickly. Again, it kind of just came out of a fever, really. I wrote it in my office at work on weekends, and I think I wrote it in about 4 weekends, I think.
Wow.
Very quickly. And yeah, it's the quickest I've ever written anything. Now, of course, that doesn't, now the outlining, that happened first. I outlined it. Not even outline. I think I did a scene list, and I took as I wrote it, I was just flying down instruments, you know, and I was throwing out plot. Again, back to your melodrama question, I was throwing out things that it didn't need. Like, I think I had a scene where Eddie came and stole things from the house, broke into the house, and all this stuff, and it just didn't need it, you know, didn't need it, because it's not a plot piece, it's a character piece.
Right, right. How did you get into writing movies? And you just, how did you break in?
Sure. I always wanted to work on the movies. I'm originally from Oregon, and I taught school up there back in the 70s, and I always wanted to come to L.A. and work in the movies, and I finally did, and, you know, and I eventually got into Universal, where I worked in the story department, was story editor, and became a what's called a reader, reading scripts and writing notes, and it's an incredible way to learn about script writing, because every day you're faced with script problems, and you have to solve them and see what works, what doesn't work. And I just kept writing, and some of the early stuff was not very good, as it usually is, and, you know, just kept turning it out. And then finally, when I was at TriStar Pictures, when it first began back in the 80s, I was doing such intensive notes on the scripts that the president of the production said, you know, why don't you just write, do the rewrite? So they gave me a rewrite movies. Oh, it was
awesome.
It was one of those days that changes your life, you know. And so I wrote a lot of, as I said, TV movies, cable movies, but this was the first feature that I've done.
And are you still at Universal in the story department?
I am.
Oh, it's great.
And it has nothing to do with the movie. This is a separate career, but they are very, very good about it here. And as long as I show them everything that I do first,
yeah,
I'm fine, you know, to do it. And there's no conflict.
That's amazing. What do you want to write next? Do you want to stay in this genre of film or this kind of drama?
I do. I've written a couple things. My manager's getting them out. They're a little bigger than this movie, but I like the characters and stuff. And the two that I have out now are they're character anchored, but they have more plot to them. They have they're a little bigger than Boulevard. And the good thing about that is that, you know, the character work is there. The difficult thing is that they're a little harder to sell because they sort of fall between the cracks. It's very hard to sell scripts because they want something big or they want something too small or something's in the middle. I mean, it's just the marketplace now is so competitive, you know.
I know, it's so tough.
It's so hard. This movie was independently financed, so we were really lucky, and we didn't have to serve like five masters, you know.
Yeah, it's you know, it's amazing how hard it is to make a film, and then, you know, you see all these movies and you're thinking, wow, what people had to go through to get it done.
Exactly.
It's just incredible. Would you ever want to direct one of your films?
That's of interest to me. I haven't taken any steps in that direction. Yeah, who knows? Maybe it's not something that's urgent to do. I mean, I'm, you know, up there in years. I'm not sure if it's something I want to take on now, but if the opportunity presented itself, sure.
Cool. Well, I'd love to talk to you for your next project.
This
is so great to watch, and so thank you so much, Doug.
Thank you,
I appreciate
it. I'm glad you enjoyed the movie.
I did.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.